I have a dentist appointment, I said. I really can't miss it. Yes, you can, Kukarov said, and the bouncer slapped me hard. On top of the growing collection of head pains I already had, it hurt far more than it should have. People who know me well will tell you that Dexter never loses his temper. But enough was enough. I swung my foot up fast and hard and kicked the bouncer in the crotch with enough force to make him let go of me and bend over. And he began to make small retching noises. And since that had been so easy and rewarding, I turned to face Kukarov with my hands raised to fighting position. But he was holding a pistol and pointing it directly between my eyes. It was a very large and expensive pistol, a .357 Magnum by the look of it. The hammer was pulled back, and the only thing darker than the hole at the end of the barrel was the expression in his eyes. "Go ahead," he said. "Try it." It was an interesting suggestion, but I decided against it and raised my hands up high. He watched me for a moment, and then, backing away a few steps without taking his eyes off me, he called to the others. "Tie him up," he said. "Smack him around a little, but don't damage the meat. We can use a male piggy." One of them grabbed me and pulled my arms behind me hard enough to hurt, and the other one started pulling duct tape off a roll. He had just gotten a few loops around my wrists when I heard what might be the most beautiful sound I had ever heard in my life, the squeal of a bullhorn, followed by Deborah's voice coming through it. "This is the police," she said. "You are surrounded. Drop your weapons and lie face down on the ground." The two helpers flinched away from me and looked at Kukarov with their mouths hanging open. The bouncer was still leaning on his knees and retching. Kukarov snarled. "I'll kill this asshole," he shouted, and I could see his finger tighten on the trigger as he raised the pistol. A single shot split the air, and the front half of Kukarov's head disappeared. He whipped away sideways as if pulled by a rope and fell in a heap on the ground. The two other cannibals dove to the ground in unison, and even the bouncer flopped over onto his face, and I watched as Deborah charged out of the vegetation at the edge of the clearing and ran toward me, followed by at least a dozen police officers, including a bunch of heavily armed and armored guys from SRT, the Special Response Team, and Detective Weems, the ebony giant from the Miccosukee Tribal Police.